Local health officials are continuing to monitor the COVID-19 situation here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines as the total number of active cases has increased to 60. In its latest update, the Ministry of Health says that 5 new positive rapid antigen COVID-19 cases were recorded yesterday. There have been no recoveries over the reporting period, and to date, a total of 8,484 cases of COVID-19 and 8,318 recoveries have been reported in SVG to date. 2 people are hospitalized with the virus, and in the vaccination drive, 70,349 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered. 36,275 individuals have received their first dose, 30,450 received their second dose, and 3,624 received boosters. Regionally, COVID-19 cases at a penal institution in Barbados have increased. This was confirmed by the Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, who told reporters that authorities are closely monitoring the situation. Abrams, however, did not reveal how many cases had been identified at the St. Philip Penal Institution. The alarm that all was not well within the prison was raised this morning when none of the inmates on remand made an appearance in either High Court or Magistrates Court. Internationally, face masks will not have to be worn in airports and on flights in Europe from May the 16th. The announcement came today by the European Union Aviation Safety Agency and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control. From next week, the face masks will no longer need to be mandatory in air travel in all cases, broadly aligning with the changing requirements of national authorities across Europe for public transport. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.